Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Mexa. Captain Art Taylor, Searcher Sport Fishing, is in the studio talking tuna this morning, and lots of good stuff. There are lots of good fishing here. It's this about as prime as prime gets now, right? Huh?
Just pick your direction.
The last 2 months, you know,
yeah,
pretty much from mid-July, maybe late July till now, it's been, there's so much fish out there.
Yeah.
It's remarkable. It really is how much fish is in our backyard right now. It's just incredible, the amount of yellowfin and bluefin tuna that's around. We're really lucky.
Yeah, we are. And we get incredible weather this time of the year, too.
Yeah. So
it's time to go fishing, right, Rick?
Yeah, no doubt about that, man. Yep. We're having a great time, and we're having a great time with you this morning, and we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, join us in this second hour. We want to have your calls. We want to have you talk to Art, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. That's your chance to talk to Captain Art Taylor, and I want to wish a very happy birthday to my fiance Dallas. Today is her birthday.
Happy birthday,
so
Dallas.
Happy birthday. We're excited to have a fun day and hanging out. But yeah, big birthday. So I want to say
a very happy birthday.
And hey, with that, we're going to find out what's biting out there because it is time for the Catch Report. Today, the Catch Report is sponsored by the Sato Line Winder Kit. It has everything you need but the plywood board and your drill. It's a super high tech line winder that's comparable to line winders that go for up to $2,000, all for under $300. It's your best value in high-tech line winders. You can get yours at Longfin. You can get them at Fisherman's Landing Tackle and other selected tackle stores. And Gary Sato came down just the other day, found a new drill that he really likes to supply the power to the line winder. It's a standard, inexpensive half-inch drill. It's available at Ace Hardware. It's like $40.
Wow.
I mean, it's a great, great thing. It really brings the overall cost. You're going to be under $500, well under that.
$400.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
How much is a piece of plywood?
Yeah, that's what
cost,
I'm saying. Yeah.
Right?
So, anyways, this kit is just killer to be able to professionally line wind in your garage.
Yep.
It's really cool. He did a great job.
So. I have one.
Yep, same.
I use it all the time.
You got it. So, again, check it out, Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check it out, the Longfin or other great tackle stores. Hey, with that, it's time to start off our The Catch Report up at Pacific Edge with our private boater buddy and our fishdope.com reporter, Mark Wish. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Art. First off, buddy, I got to tell you, congratulations. What a fantastic catch. Holy crap.
Thanks, man.
Way to go, guys.
That was a special day.
Yeah. But, you know, guys, I've been doing this private boaters report on Let's Talk Hookup for more than a few years now, and I truly cannot remember a week of offshore big game fishing to compare with what's happened this past week in a couple different areas here. I'm running out of superlatives, but I'll get back to that just a minute. But here at Catalina here, closer to home, we got some new fish that moved in, and that yellowtail sector is getting a whole bunch more interesting. You know, it backed off for a little bit there, but we got some new bigger ones that came up from somewheres, and they're tearing up tackle for sure. There's several spots around the back. Alpha would probably be the Farnsworth for sure. And but there's a bunch of that big one on the front, mostly west from like the Isthmus structure spots up toward Stony Point and Black Rock like that. Sardines, mackerels, and surface iron are biting surface iron pretty good, and heavy tackle guys get a lot of it's good grade fish, and they are definitely pulling hard. At Clemente, great destination for a combo trip. You know, you can run over in the morning, fish the front side, get some yellows and bass, and then slip out toward the 289 and fish the good grade yellowfins that are starting to show up on the dolphins there. There's been some really nice ones around. And you also got a shot there at that nice bluefin in the same zone. And then, as you've been hearing, there's that bite around the back. And, you know, Ricky, again, just congratulations, dude. That's just fantastic. And, but that, a lot of that's, kind of from the middle of the back on down toward, Desperation and down a little bit farther there. Another friend of mine caught, they had seven on the boat here this week with 3 over 3 and the biggest, and I saw the picture of the big one. When I saw that picture, I thought for sure this is the one over 400 that we've been waiting for, but it actually taped 351. Unbelievable. All on live or frozen flyers under a kite or a balloon or a combination thereof. And just fantastic fishing. I mean, the amount of big ones that's been caught here both this week and last week, it just absolutely defies description. So now I want to shift gears for just a little bit. For years in a previous life, I fished marlin a lot, and we always used to fish the Pesky's Marlin Tournament because, without a doubt, it's the craziest operation around. It's officially known as the Los Pescadores Next to Avalon Invitational Not-So-Light Billfish Tournament. That's a mouthful. I get it. But it's a wild and crazy bunch of guys that really know how to have a good time, and it's, you know, normally focused on marlin, of which this year's been marginal at best. And best I know, yesterday, the first day of the tournament, they didn't even catch a marlin. But what they did catch is several swordfish. Best fish, I think, was 282 like that. Congratulations, guys. And it's just absolutely amazing watching what's happening with our swordfish fishery here in Southern California as people are figuring out this deep dropping thing more and more. So we'll get more reports.
I heard, Mark, the Jock Albright caught 4. Is that right during the Pesky?
Masters.
They did.
The Masters.
They did. And I was very fortunate to have one of the young guys that was with them, Sam Wong, come in. And we had a nice visit about this and that. Yeah, they had 8 bites and landed 4 fish.
4 swordfish.
Unbelievable.
4 swordfish.
Yeah.
4 swordfish.
And Jock Albright, no better, nicer guy.
Yeah.
Great fisherman. Just a super good guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Jock. And I mean, I think Jock's had that same Pacifica, I think. I mean, I can't even think how many years. Kind of like Art and the Searcher there, just about forever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're super nice guys, very good fishermen, you know, and they're fishing in the Masters tournament. So this is all done IGFA legal. And absolutely amazing catch. And it's just guys fishing all up and down the coast are getting this deep drop scenario figured out. You know, we're doing things a little different than the East Coast guys are doing, thank goodness.
That's what's been one of the things that's so cool is it's not like all of the fish are in one spot at Catalina. I mean, from the Channel Islands to the border, there have been fish caught using similar technique all the way up and down the coast. And it seems like anywhere a guy is willing to put some time and effort into a known fish spot that has some good condition is getting a bite or getting fish. You know, I know of a couple fish caught on the 9 Mile Bank this last
crazy
week. It's just, it's really cool what's going on right now.
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah.
You mentioned seeing a sortie when you were out there fishing your tuna fish, Rick.
Yeah.
For everyone, so, and here's a perfect example, you know, talking to the guys on the Keokai last week there. They had 8 bites, they caught 4 fish, and they're sitting there the whole time in calm weather with the gyros looking around, and they saw 1 fish on the surface.
Wow.
And yet all that fish is swimming
around. 8 bites.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Well, hey, of course, Danny and Fish Dope, they had all the information on all that stuff. You want it, you got it right there at fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, hook up now. They'll help you crack the code.
Yeah.
Right? And, Mark, how do we find you?
Oh, P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the Big Chevron Station. And the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we are just not running out of cool stuff to talk about.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, indeed, Mark. Well, who knows what next week
brings. Yeah, right.
And all I know is I picked a heck of a time to put new engines on my boat.
Yeah. When's it going to be done? I was looking at it the other day.
Yeah, it looks good, doesn't it? Robert Sherrill, Marine Repower, what an amazing guy. I'm so fortunate to have selected him to do my repower. And it's, right there in Newport Beach.
Hey, you can come with us. You just got to sit in a beanbag.
Yeah, that's okay.
I was listening careful to how all that worked out for you.
Indeed.
And I didn't need to do exactly that.
Hey, thanks,
so,
Mark.
Anyway, that's awesome.
Appreciate it.
See you, Mark.
Talk to you next week.
All right. Hey, with that, we're going to take a quick break while we're waiting for Marcos to get rolling in with our Seaforth Catchport. But in the meantime, that is going to wrap up our Catchport, which today is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, but now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger. It's all at their convenient Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And now their spices and rubs are available at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. And I will say for sure, I picked up one of the pokey kits from Dana Landing there. And sweet. We made some fresh pokey with that fish we caught this week. And, man, there's nothing better. That pokey kit makes it so, so easy. Yep. It was really cool.
All their spices and rubs make fish taste great.
Yeah.
And other stuff, too. You can put on steaks and other seafood and stuff. Yeah.
It makes you look like an all-star with doing very, very little. If you can brush a little olive oil and then buy any one of those seasoning bags and throw it on there, throw it on the grill, you look like an all-star without having really done much of the work. It's pretty darn cool.
Indeed. All right. We have Marcos, Seaforth Sport Fishing. What's up, Marcos?
Hey, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. How's the fishing?
Very similar to last few weeks here. I know we had a little bit of a down period last weekend. You know, people are a little up in arms about that, but it's back to normal, catching those yellowfin on the full days, a little bit of bluefin, a lot of skipjack in the mix there, occasional other fish in the mix. I think we saw a few Dorado this week, a couple Dorado. So very good fishing on those full days and those overnights. Said what we've been seeing for a while here, and it's great to say that's not really unusual at this point in the season anymore. We're seeing lots of good fishing in September. Hopefully it continues into October here. So definitely check the website. Got those trips up there for the full days. San Diego's running them still. If they're full or not running it, we'll put it on one of the other boats. And New Seaforth, Sea Watch, Pacifica, all those boats are doing a great job on the full day fishing out there also. Half day, still very good bottom fishing on the half day there. Not as much calico bass this week. Still saw a little bit of calico bass fishing, but we're starting to see some yellowtail, some bonita, and a few halibut leak into the count this week. So nice little bit of variety there. And looks like we should have some good weather coming up this week here, so definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got those half days, those full days, those overnights, and we're going to keep scheduling those trips as long as you guys keep wanting to go fishing. So definitely check that out. You can make reservations directly online. You can give us a call at the office here, 619-224-3383. Or come down and visit us in person. Say hi. Get your gear tuned up and get out there fishing because there's still a lot of good fishing to be had.
Man, couldn't agree more, Marcos. We got a nice week of weather in front of us, some good fishing to be had. It's a good time to head on down to Seaforth. Great report, as always, buddy. We sure appreciate it, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot, Marcos.
Let's jump into those phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Well, jam-packed they are. Gary in Lawndale's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Gary.
Good morning, Pete and Rick and Art.
Good morning, Iron Man.
Good to talk to you guys today. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I was involved with safety for many, many years, and I'd like to thank Art for the way you handle your safety speech that you do on your boat. Other boats I've been on, they kind of skim over it, or they just do it over the loudspeaker that makes it sound like you're ordering a hamburger from Jack in a Box or something. So you can tell that the way you do it, that your crew is trained. And also, I'd like you to talk about your crew a little bit, how professional they are. They always make you feel like family.
Well, thank you very much, Gary. Yeah, we're really lucky to have a great crew. Mike Totter is the new operator. He's been with us now for 3 years. You know, we put him through captain's preparation school for his license and got all his STCW, which is an endorsement on your credential there for watchkeeping and safety and first aid and that sort of thing. And so he's risen through the ranks and is running the boat today. He's out on a two-day trip, and he's doing a fantastic job. He's very, very passionate about fishing and young and eager and is very, very conscientious and intelligent and has that drive that you look for. And Kenny Merrill's been with us now for 15 years. Kenny and I went to school together and started fishing when we were 12.
Wow.
On his brother-in-law's boat. So Kenny's there and does a fantastic job. Ryan is also a credentialed crew member.
Credential means he has a merchant license.
Well, he doesn't have his license, but he has a merchant mariner credential. And safety and watchkeeping endorsement on his credential, and so he's got all that training, and he's been with us. This is his fourth year now.
Wow.
And then we're fortunate to have Armando, who came from the producer. He was the captain of the producer for a lot of years, and he's now one of our licensed captains on board and can run the boat if need be. And so, and you know, we just know that if we're going to get customers to come back, then, you know, that has to be our number one concern, is making sure our customer service, from loading the your gear to helping you with tackle to serving meals to making sure that the boat's clean and the bathrooms are clean and the boat's maintained, is just the number one priority for us.
You left two steps out of there that I think your customer service also blows people away, and that's Celia on the phone and Callie and Celia checking people in at the office. There's not, I mean, we get to see that all the time being in the tackle store. There is not a friendlier, happy set of people. Like, you know, your trip starts off right. The moment you get there with red shirts helping you with your gear, and then those two girls you have helping every person on board. I mean, you have a very solid team.
Team searcher, and that's what it's all about. We're a team, and we're lucky to have great people on that team. And, you know, I can't say enough about my wife, Celia. This is her 25th year or something like that of, you know, taking your reservation and making sure that the boat's supplied. And, you know, that support that you have on the beach is you know, we couldn't do it on the boat if we didn't have that support on the beach. Yeah. So, yeah, thank you for mentioning them. They're great and a huge part of our team.
I don't know, you will put in Celia and Callie's coffee in the morning, but, like, nobody can be that happy all the time. But they are. But they
are. As long as there's coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Gary, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. Hey, this week's edition of Western Out There News, wouldn't you know, loaded with great information in there from Calico. Oh, Calico Bite is just insane.
Oh, man. How about the fish on the cover that Bobby Martinez got?
How big is that?
10-pounder local. Yeah. I'm just so cool.
Giants. And, of course, great rockfish and tuna, and lots more. Check it out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, for sure. Hey, I also want to mention, coming up 2 weeks from today, we're going to have a fun and exciting remote broadcast at the Konakai Resort on Shelter Island in San Diego. It's Saturday, October 5th. We're going to be giving away great prizes like Maui Jim sunglasses and more. Join us at the Konakai Resort. It's at the end of Shelter Island in San Diego. 2 hours of fun live broadcast Saturday, October 5th. Join us for all kinds of fun stuff.
You got it. All right. Hey, when we jump right back into these phones here, why don't we talk to John? John's calling us from Los Alamitos. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Ricky, I got two Talica 50s because I like to go big. And I think that someone's going to get a 400-pounder soon.
It could happen.
I totally agree.
Better have the right gear. So my question is to Art. I used to see the big eye tuna running with the bluefin. Where did they go?
It's a great question. I wish I knew. Wow, we haven't seen big eye tuna around here in a long time. It's been several years, maybe more than 20. So, we get reports from the longline fleet that is fishing out in the middle of the Pacific, well, in the middle between Hawaii and here, and we get reports of big eye that they catch on their longlines out there. And other than that, you know, we just haven't seen them around. I'm sure at some point they're going to get close enough to where we get a shot at them. But, wow, great question. I haven't seen big eye tuna in a really, really long time.
There were rumors around that the commercial purse seine fleet devastated that fish, the juvenile fishery down south, because of their electronic fads. And these fads have fish aggregating devices that actually have sonar meters, satellite sonar meters, so they know when a school is under it. And this is all stuff that I heard, that big eye got hit pretty hard by them, the juveniles.
Yeah, and we've heard the same stories that very large fleet of very large tuna seiners, and unfortunately they were catching that fish, and it was all 5 or 6 pounds or something like that, and it was all big eye. So that could be one of the reasons that it impacted the fishery, and we haven't seen them in a while.
Yeah, just got to hope that the Intertropical Tuna Commission that regulates a lot of that kind of gets a handle on that, and we get to see Big Eye again.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll take albacore. We'll take, oh, boy. Yellowfin tuna all day long. Just keep bringing those bluefin and yellowfin.
Yeah, we'll take those.
Yeah.
What about Dorado? Man, the water's so warm. Why haven't we seen Dorado?
Well, you know, it's there's a lot of hot water.
Yeah.
There's a lot. So it's spread all over the place. And, you know, just hold your horses. Yeah. I'm sure that we'll see some Dorado.
This one's not done
October.
Yet.
October.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot for the call, John.
All right. How about Mike in San Carlos up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Mike, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, guys. This is Mike from San Carlos, your expert novice. Hey, my question is for Art and kind of for you guys. Like, we've had such a great, you know, 4 months, 5 months. What do you think is going to happen in the next month or so?
More of the same. You know, that fish isn't going anywhere, so there's a massive amount of anchovy out there that's the food source, and so, you know, as long as the conditions stay the same, you know, I don't see anything changing for the next 6 weeks or so. I think it's just going to continue on.
And dare to say it, knock on wood and everything else, but boy, it just seems to be getting better and better. There's great fishing like you had on the last trip, and the size seems to be, you know, there seems to be an influx of even, you know, bigger yellowfin tuna and nice bluefin tuna mixed in with it, and it's just the outlook going forward sure looks good.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't put your gear away yet. I think that it's, you know, this is the time of year that we enjoy because the weather's good, and, yeah, it's time to go fishing. If you haven't been, you know, set aside some time and get out there.
Go now.
Yeah, get out there.
Go now.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more. Thanks a lot for your call, Mike. We got a lot more information coming your way, more your phone calls, more catch reports, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup. It's 97.3 The Fan.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Don't be the last one to get one, especially now. The Brutus Max Torque from Ace Line Hauler. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler. It's faster and stronger, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Easy to store and low power draw. The Ace Line Hauler is the highest quality and certainly the best on the market. Just ask a friend that has one. Get the new Brutus Max Torque by Ace Line Hauler today. Buy now at acelinehauler.com. Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check FreedomBoatClub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed using your smart speaker? Just say, okay, Google, play 97.3 The Fan.
Streaming 97.3 The Fan from radio.com.
If that's true,
use
I
Google
will
Home to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Brian? He's calling us from Harupa Valley this morning. What's up, Brian? Welcome to the show.
Morning, guys.
Hi, Brian.
I was just wondering about the hook size for the yellowfin tuna. I remember when a small hook was a 94-150, and catching 94 with a 30-pound albacore with a 94-150 size 4 hook is really small. So I just wondering what the size is that you're using for the yellowfin tuna, and what kind of hook should I use?
You could bring that Mustad with you for sure. We're just using standard number 2 Mustad J hooks, and you don't have to buy the dollar a hook J hook. Although Owner is great hooks, and that's what we use on the searcher. But just your standard number 2. J hook is working really, really well. The size of the bait also has dictated that. The sardines that we're getting now are probably 3 to 6 inches or something, with it, most of it's 4 to 5 inches. So a smaller hook and light line is the way that we've been catching these fish.
What's light?
Light is 20 and 25 pound test.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there are times when they're biting 30 and 40 pound test, but for the majority of the time, you're drifting for a long time and you get fish gathered up under you. And, it takes a lively bait, a smaller hook, and light line to get a bite.
What about circle hook versus J hook? Art, what's your feeling on that with smaller baits and smaller hooks?
Well, I think that the whole circle hook thing, Rick, has been using it for lighter line and bigger fish, because
mm-hmm.
bigger fish have bigger teeth,
mm-hmm.
and so you have the abrasion factor there. And these small tuna, they don't have as big a teeth, and so a standard J hook is working perfectly, and so you don't need to have a circle hook.
And I'm with you 100%, and it's not easy to put that small of a, when the circle hook starts to get small, like the distance between the point of the hook and the shank of the hook, it's small, and it's not always easy to put those, a J hook, you just pin your bait on and away you go, and sometimes there's a lot of manipulating the bait around in your hand to try and bury that hook into the right spot before you cast it, and
that's a great point. Yeah, you spend so much time getting the hook in that the bait is weaker when it goes in the water.
Yeah.
So a standard J hook, you can do it easily and handle the bait the least amount possible. We see that all the time. There'll be a customer that leaves the bait tank and they still have the bait in their hand. And they're going to the side of the boat on the windward side of the boat to cast a bait. And so a tip from us is let go of the bait after you get the hook on it, because you got a leash.
Yeah.
You got
not going anywhere.
Line and the hook, and it's not going anywhere.
Don't
let go
it.
Of the bait, and that way it's stronger when it goes over the side.
And again, best way to hook it?
Well, sideways through the nose is the easiest, quickest way. I think that shoulder hooking is probably the one that we've been using the most, behind the head and the shoulder, and the bait swims well, and you get bites with that. And then on the underbelly, 2/3 of the way back from the head is another spot, belly hooking it.
Yeah, okay. All right, great. Hope that helps you out, Brian. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I want to draw your attention to the trips page at letstalkhookup.com. That's our website, letstalkhookup.com. We have a lot of great trips. We've updated that. A lot of great trips coming up here, and a lot of them sold out.
Yeah.
And also for next year, a lot of sold out trips. So you want to jump on those trips if you can. Again, we mentioned the Cast Tours Lake El Salto trip. We have the 7-day Royal Players trip that with Ricky.
Yeah,
Rock Hard Rick.
That's gonna be exciting.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun. Guadalupe Island
and a little bit of room and a great time of year to fish Guadalupe, as you know, in the latter part of the season. You know, we tend to get a really nice grade of fish at the island, but more so, you tend to have a little bit less shark issue too. So that'll be that'll be nice if all that comes to fruition.
We have a Royal Star fly down fly back trip at Mazatlan that I'm going to go on, and of course our annual Loretta Rumble, there's, you know, everything. Kingfisher Charters, Rancho Leonero. It's all up on our website, letstalkhookup.com. Go to the trips page. Gives you complete information on how to book that trip. Also, I posted the Islander kayak trip, which we've worked out the dates to be next June 23rd through the 25th. So that's selling right now on our website. So check it out, letstalkhookup.com on the trips page.
And Pete, don't forget the day and a half trips on the searcher.
Oh, of course. Already posted,
right? I don't know if they're on Let's Talk Hookup, but we got them up on 2020, and so we'll get those dates available.
Those are great trips.
Introduction to long range fishing.
I will get them up on Let's Talk Hookup. We have our co sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks on the 7th of July of 2020.
Yep.
And then
there's one in the beginning of September. Yeah. You know, next year's a leap year, so that Labor Day thing is kind of.
So when is
it? It's a week later.
Okay, so
it's the 7th of September, which
is so
different.
Our trip would be the week before that, which would be September 2nd.
That's correct, yeah.
Prime time.
Yeah, no, you're not kidding.
So both of those trips are up at searchersportfishing.com, and we'll definitely have them up on letstalkhookup.com very soon. And also, I want to remind you, too, we talked about it earlier in the show, there's spots available on limited load, ultra limited load, 14-passenger searcher trips to Guadalupe Island. Spot still available next week, and on a 6-day, and a spot still available on a 7-day the week after. So jump on those.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good time to go.
Yeah, with 14 people.
Oh, I want to do one of those so bad.
So much fun, indeed. All right, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones, Rick.
Sounds good, man. They're jam-packed. Everybody's excited to talk to Art. Let's talk to Tom. He's calling us from Pacific Beach this morning. What's up, Tom? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi,
Let's
Tom.
Talk hookup.
Let's
I
do
appreciate
it.
Appreciate you guys so much.
Thank you.
I really love hearing about fishing. I'm not a fisherman. I just love to eat fish.
Okay, good.
But my 12-year-old son is excited, and I'm calling you guys because my wife's a little worried about going out on a half-day boat, and I wanted to get a recommendation from you gentlemen about a good, safe boat, good crew, and kind of a ballpark cost for him and I, because, you know, money's always real tight, and just wanted to, you know, get the opinion from the professionals.
Art,
happy
any
Saturday
recommendations?
Morning to you guys.
Well, Jason on the Dolphin at Fisherman's Landing does a great job, and they have kids fish free.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what day that is, but
I believe I'll confirm.
Yeah,
I'll
we'll
confirm
find
to find out. But that's exactly the first thing that went through my mind too. Is you know, I thought it was on Sundays or Mondays, but we'll confirm regardless right away here. But yeah, when you buy your ticket, your child gets to go with you for free, and it's a really big boat, so it's very,
it's
very comfortable.
Yeah.
Lots of room to sit down up top if somebody wants to take a break. Lots of room in a very big galley if somebody wants to take a break down below, and you can get a cheeseburger and a breakfast sandwich. And it's just a really good time. And I mean, what better way to start your 12-year-old son going fishing than on a half day?
Yeah, and kids fish free. And then also right around the corner from you, C4 Sport Fishing is a great option. The new C4th twice daily.
Sister ship to the Dolphin.
Both beautiful, beautiful platforms.
Yep.
And totally safe crews, they're experienced crews. And I know they do some fantastic stuff at C4 Sport Fishing too. So either one of those choices would be great for you. They have
cost is
rental tackle
right around $50.
$50 for an adult.
Yeah, I think it might be a tick under that or a tick over that, but a very good ballpark. It's right around $50.
And then your rod rental, and you don't need a lot of tackle when you go. And the guys will just tell them that you're newbies at it. They'll really treat you to a good time.
Well, thanks to Carl down at Fisherman's Landing. Obviously, listen to the show this morning and Sunday and Monday. Kids fish free on Sunday. So when you buy your paid ticket on a Sunday, so if you wanted to take your kid tomorrow, he would get to go for free. And then Mondays are $39, reduced ticket fare days. So
okay.
Mondays are just an inexpensive way to get to come on the boat. It's just something that they do to help, get people on and offer you a little bit lesser ticket. So Mondays are only $39, and any Sunday you bring a kid, he goes free with a paid adult fare.
So there you go, Tom. Go for it, and hopefully hook you up. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
You can call Carl right now and book a little spot on that
boat.
There you
go. Go free tomorrow. Yeah,
exactly.
Your kid goes free.
Thanks, Carl. All right, well, the phones are packed up. We're going to jump back into him, talk to Brian. Brian's calling us from Wildomar. Hey, Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Great information today.
Thank you.
I might have to jump on that trip on Sunday with my 12-year-old son
also.
There you
go. Yeah.
Art, I wanted to ask you about variety, your favorite month and favorite length of trip, 3, 5, 7, 8 days for a variety trip where you get all the species.
Well, September and October and early November is probably your prime time to make it down to the ridge. And I know some of the boats that do 10-day trips, they're going to the ridge and they're stopping off at Guadalupe Island on the way home and trying for some trophies. And so you get a chance at yellowfin tuna, yellowtail, dorado, wahoo, and some bottom fish that are a variety. Maybe go by Guadalupe Island and catch a bigger one, a bigger yellowfin tuna. So, fall for variety, without a doubt, with the water being warmer, is your best bet. So September, October, early November. Historically, November has been the best month for wahoo, but, we've had warm water events now for several years, and so you got a chance to catch a wahoo whenever you get down to one of those spots on the ridge or the rocks. And so you need an 8 to 10 day trip to do it, 7 to 10 day trip. We make it down there from time to time on a 7 day trip. It's a couple days travel on the way down and back and 3 days in the zone. So you need at least a 7 day trip to do that in the fall.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning, Brian. Appreciate that.
All right. Next up, let's talk to Mike. Mike's calling us from San Diego this morning. What's up, Mike? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
I wanted to say about my experience on Art's boat. When my son was only 12, and I took him on a 2-day trip, and they really, really took care of both of us well, but especially him. Every time he had a fish on, a crew member would come over and say, coming under, coming over, just make sure he, wasn't getting bothered by novice people that didn't know what they're doing or stuff like that. And it was just an awesome experience.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. That's our future. Kids come out and, we love having kids because they're fun and they pay attention and they listen to what we're saying. That's a future fisherman for us to, so we, not to say that we don't take care of everybody like that, but it's fun to have kids on the boat. They're enthusiastic, and maybe it's their first time, and so, they catch their first yellowfin tuna with us, and that's, a huge memory for that kid to have, that they went on the searcher when they were 12 and they caught their first yellowfin tuna. I mean, that's something that stays with them their whole life, so we're glad to be a part of that.
I think we heard earlier from a new fisherman, Tom, there in Pacific Beach, taking his son. One of the best educations for a fishing person is to go on a long-range trip. And Searcher is so perfect for that, like a day-and-a-half trip. Maybe go on a half-day first, but it's not out of the question for somebody to go from a half-day trip, hey, I like fishing, to go right to a day and a half or a three-day trip, right, Art?
Absolutely.
Because
yeah.
you're going to really, if you really like it, you can really learn a lot about fishing the more time on the water you spend. And the crew is small, you know, more hands-on and helps
sure.
you out.
Sure, absolutely,
yeah.
yep.
I hear people all the time, oh, I'm not ready to go on an overnight trip or things like that. If you couldn't have said it better, Pete. If you've been on a half day and you enjoy it, that's all the skill level that you need. There are no personnel that are more professional at teaching and helping somebody to fish than on a boat like the Searcher. I mean, you don't need to know anything. Those guys will literally, you know, assist you at every step of the way, or not, you know. But I mean, if you're new to it, you will not receive a better education anywhere than going and doing it with those guys. It's the best crews in the business.
Glad you had a good time on the Searcher, Mike. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about Mike in Phoenix up here next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen. Sounds like a great show today.
Great. Thank you very much. You're listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app?
I am.
Great.
I am.
Fantastic.
And when I miss it, I listen to it on the podcast. It's awesome.
Fantastic.
Only thing on the podcast, so you can't call in and win those glasses.
That's right.
Good call, Mike.
Question I have for you guys is, I'm going to go on the two-day in October on the Liberty with you guys.
Great.
And I've got 25, 30, 40, 60, and the big stuff. Do I, to go to 20, do I need to re-spool one of the reels down to 20, or can I put a top shot of fluorocarbon on a 25-pound setup?
Right. Absolutely. You can do that. Yeah, you can. You know, we usually tell everybody to match the fluorocarbon to the size mono, but with this fish that is kind of finicky, you know, we've been using 20-pound fluorocarbon and 25-pound mono on there. You just got to back off the drag a little bit. You don't want it, you want it set for 20-pound. You don't want it set for 25-pound because that 20-pound will break. So.
Now, how long of a piece of Seaguar fluorocarbon?
Well, 3 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, 3 feet.
Just outside the cast.
Yeah, exactly.
So cast.
Yeah, yeah, so it doesn't affect your casting. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a number two hook.
And a number two hook, yep.
Okay. There you go. Pin a Everingham Brothers sardine on there, and you're going to town.
That's right. All yeah. Right.
Much
good luck.
Much artificial still being used to any effectiveness? I know earlier in the year that, you know, the small Colt snipers were doing well. Is that still something you're seeing? Is it better just to stick with live bait? What have you seen with guys on artificial being worthy or not so much right now?
There has been some fish on poppers and stick baits and that sort of thing. You know, that you're drifting and so you get a lot of sardine around the boat, so there are opportunities when the fish is up on the surface to use artificials. We haven't had a whole lot of deep water success with artificials. We have had luck with sinker rigs, you know, a 4 to 6 ounce torpedo sinker and a rubber band and get down deep that with a nose hook bait. That's worked. But as far as artificials are concerned, there's a few fish caught on every trip or every stop, but it isn't something that we key on. We get most of the people fishing live sardines.
Cool.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Let's jump right back in. Talk to Sid calling from Irvine. Good morning, Sid. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Sid.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great. Really good, Sid. Good morning.
Great show. Love it.
Thank
hey,
you.
Anyways, I just got off an overnight boat. I just wanted to have or add a couple tackle suggestions. They were catching the yellowfin on the number 4 Muscad J-hook because it's a little bit – I had owners, the number 2s and number 4s, but they were still too big. The yellowfin weren't biting them. So the Muscad number 4 and live bait was the way to go, 20-pound test with 20-pound fluoro.
Wow.
That's where you got
that. That was the way to get a bite. Small hook, number 4.
Yeah, very small.
Yeah, and I know I might say too that
the
crew had some. Yeah, I might say too that I know our sponsor Gamakatsu Hooks makes a very very small light wire Gamakatsu number 4 and number 2 hook too, which are really really good.
It's their live bait hook. It's
yeah.
just a great J hook, thin but strong wire,
yep.
good barbs. That's a great hook, no
that's
doubt about
another
it. It trips me out seeing that because the counts are strong. You know, I mean, there are a lot of fish getting caught, and you would oftentimes associate, you know, fishing that good with, oh, no problem, they're obviously biting heavy line. But even with the really strong counts, it takes 20-pound and a small hook still to get a bite. Even when
yeah.
you see, you know, hear about 100 fish days and 150 fish days, I mean, you typically associate that with some real steady fishing, fish right in the corner. But it's even with as steady and as strong as the counts are, it still takes some finesse to make them go.
Yeah, it takes some finesse to get a bite on 20 and 25-pound tests, but, you know, Rick and Pete, you can attest to this. You can pull pretty hard on 20 pounds.
Totally can.
Yeah.
And as long as your drag is set correctly for the line class that you have, that's, you know, you can get multiple fish and a stop on 20 pound, no problem.
Yeah. So you had a great trip, huh, Sid?
Yeah, it was fun. You know, we got a couple on the Colt Snipers, a couple on Poppers, but mostly everything was on live bait. And you had to let the fish, you know, pretty much just swallow the bait, or they were biting it a little bit short.
Ha, 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 ha. Indeed. Well, thanks for the tip. That's a great tip. Number 4, 20-pound test. Go get them. Appreciate the call, Sid. Thanks a lot for the call from Irvine this morning.
How about Tony up next, who's calling us from La Mesa this morning? Hi, Tony. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for joining us.
Yes. Hi, Rick. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, buddy. Go ahead, Tony.
All right. Great. Yeah, this is directed to Art. Earlier I heard you say that it's best to cast out there to get to the school. I'm an old commercial fisherman. We used to do albacore and tuna and stuff using poles, you know, bait poles. And our chummer always chummed the fish right to the boat. And we never had any problem catching tons of fish. You know, we're right on the racks, right in the water, and pulling those babies in, even big horses. And I just don't understand the technique these days, I guess, because I'm a lousy caster, so I'm glad your crew does that for us. But can you give me a little hint on what's going on there?
Well, you know, I've done that commercial fishing, too, so I understand what you're talking about. But you're talking about biting fish that are, you know, right next to the boat. And you know, we chum close to the boat, too. It's just a case of if you just were to, you know, put your bait over the side like you're talking about there, it's probably going to go right underneath the boat and get in the running gear, and so then your bait isn't in the bite zone, and you can underhand cast a belly hook bait and it'll swim straight down and get in the zone where it needs to be, but it just seems that getting your bait out away from the boat is a key to getting a bite. And not to say that just, you know, putting your bait, if it's a strong one right over the side, right next to the boat, won't get you a bite. But it's one of those things with, you know, that the fish isn't biting like it would when you're talking about commercial fishing with poles. There's a little bit more skill and finesse involved in getting a bite with the type of fishing that's going on right now.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, Tony. Appreciate that. You know, before we run out of time, Art, I want to talk about the searcher schedule once again. Schedule's up for 2020 already, and it's right at the top. If you go to searchersportfishing.com and you go to schedule, first thing you're going to see are those 2020 trips and some amazing trips that already are full, like the 7-day Turner's Outdoorsman trip. Wow.
Yeah. Everybody rebooked.
Trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. And then the Captain Potato Head trip. In
yeah.
honor of our great friend
Dick Uranga,
yeah. Captain Potato Head.
Full. We donated $5,800 to the Pancreatic Cancer Fund
really?
From that trip.
That's so
this year.
Cool.
It was a record, $5,800.
Wow,
yeah.
And it's a fundraiser, and they
yep.
Yeah, but
yeah,
a
it goes towards pancreatic
job,
cancer.
That's awesome.
Wow, that's really cool. But several trips already full for next spring, summer, and fall.
Yes, sir.
For the searcher, but there's still spots available to go to Guadalupe Island, not very many, like
yeah.
a handful, to go to Guadalupe. Like there's one, if you want to leave tomorrow, you better call right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And there's a trip next weekend that has an open spot to Guadalupe, and a couple spots on a couple 7-day ultra limited load trips.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
But yeah, it's a good
yeah, searchersportfishing.com, and you can
yeah.
book online right
book
there.
Right online.
Yep. Secure,
yeah.
And you can. Make a reservation and book right online, and Celia or Callie follows that up with a phone call. So
yeah, yeah. And also there's a whole bunch of information at searchersportfishing.com. You can find out about the boat. You can get trip reports. You guys post trip reports on a regular
yep.
basis.
Yep.
Yeah,
Captain's blog there. There's yesterday's report and the day before from Captain Mike. So, yeah, it's all on there.
Yeah.
One thing, to, you know, trip insurance, you know, these
good
these ultra-limited load or, you know, they're $4,000 to go on a seven-day ultra-limited load trip. And so, you know, trip insurance is something that we're stressing for everybody to get. You know, stuff happens.
Totally. Yes.
And, you know, if you cancel 2 weeks prior to the trip, then you're going to forfeit your deposit because it's difficult for us to rebook that spot then short notice. But if you have trip insurance, then you're covered. So there's such a link for that.
Such a small percentage of cost to just cover you so you have nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
And a lot comes with it, too. A lot of safety and things like that. And
sure.
Like you said, man, stuff just happens.
Well, yep.
And a quick shout-out real quick to Chad Anderson, designerchad.com, who does my website as well as our Let's Talk Hookup website as well as Searcher Sport Fishing website and many other websites in the fishing business. Designer Chad is a master.
Our natural history, BajaWhale.com, is done by Chad. Yeah,
he likes
great
fish,
asset.
Too.
Sure.
He's a good guy.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky callers got themselves a brand new pair of Maui Jim barrier reefs. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
Hey, did you get home from work early and want to listen to Gwen and Chris? Well, you can use the Radio.com app to stream The Fan on your smart speaker. Just say, play 97.3 The Fan, and in no time, you'll be listening to Gwen and Chris.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. All right, the big winner of those brand new Maui Jim barrier reef sunglasses going to Tom in Pacific Beach. Tom, congratulations. Not a better pair of glasses to have on the water than those Maui Jims.
Indeed. And Captain Art Taylor, again, fantastic show. We sure appreciate your time and effort.
Thank you
and
for
energy
having me.
Thanks for running such a fantastic operation.
Love
it. Going fishing with you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Again, online booking, easy. Or you don't want to do it online, you can call Celia, right?
Yeah, 619-226-2403. Talk to Celia or Callie or SearchersportFishing.com.
Yeah, SearchersportFishing.com. You can get all the information on the boat.
Absolutely.
If you're not familiar with the boat. And a lot of times, come down and check out the boat. When the boat's
certainly
coming, if you look at the schedule, come down, you'll see what a clean operation
the
boat
is. Yeah,
if
you want to pick a cabin or something like that, or just get a tour if you haven't been on the boat before, yeah, we'd we're happy to have you down there.
You take a look at the schedule, know when they're coming back. You can
certainly
go down that morning. They'll
absolutely
take you for a great walkthrough of the boat, and you can say, I want this cabin.
Certainly.
Like, if you want to go on one of those ultra-limited loads,
yeah,
have your own
yeah
cabin, you can actually pick which one you want.
There you go.
Yeah.
Precisely.
That's cool, man.
Yeah,
it's
a lot of fun. Well, thanks, Art. We sure
thank
appreciate you
you
there. And thank you for listening today. Great show today. Thanks to Brian inside with us in the studio here at The Fan. And, of course, Adam, who's always there on the other side of the glass helping us out with our phones there. And, boy, oh, boy, great show tomorrow. Dave and Steve, yeah, that Dave, Captain Dave Hansen, and Steve from Promar talking lobsters. Yes,
yeah,
it's almost lobster
it's here
season. Can you believe it? Yeah, it's going to be tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. We'll be giving away some great prizes tomorrow morning, too. And don't forget, all of our shows are up on our archives. And, of course, we got our podcast now on Apple Podcasts back up and going. And, of course, our Let's Talk Hookup app. Don't ever miss that out. You got to download that app. It's a great app, and it's easy. So we'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on 97.3 The Fan.